After the massive march against NATO on the 20th of May in Chicago culminated in a throwing back of war medals by veterans, riot police in helmets, shields, and billy clubs attacked marchers in the street. Some say they were trying to disperse the march, yet other cops acted like they wanted to trap marchers. During the entire day, 45 people were arrested, and the Chicago police whined to the newspapers, alleging that someone responded to being clubbed and beaten by knifing one of them in the leg. Given that a cop pulled a knife during an attack on a journalist the previous day, how do we know that cop didn't fall on his own knife and cut his leg? Here's what the fighting sounded like. All that police violence didn't work. Marchers escaped the police attacks and thousands of people continued to march far into the night, at one point gathering outside a place where NATO delegates were eating. Even later that night, Chicago police brass may have lost control of their men on the street. There were reports of people leaving the bars being assaulted by Chicago police officers who seemed to be attacking anyone they thought might be a protester. A number of activists from Occupy DC were arrested on May 20th in a Chicago protest and subsequent police violence, but all were out by Monday morning. By 10 a.m. Monday, protests against NATO had resumed, with marches on the streets and even a highway. NATO, you can't win in Afghanistan, and you didn't win in Chicago on the 20th of May either.